The nano market is booming. In 2009, developers generated $1 billion from the sale of nanomaterials. The global market for products that rely on these materials is expected to grow to $3 trillion by 2015. Yet without a coordinated research plan to assess, manage, and avoid risk to human health and the environment, the future of safe and sustainable nanotechnology is uncertain. That's the conclusion of a new report by the National Research Council, the research arm of the National Academy of Sciences. Jonathan Sammet heads the Institute for Global Health at the University of Southern California and chaired the expert panel that wrote the report.
What we think we need and what we speak to in this report is how would we develop ways to predict what materials might be hazardous.
For example, little is known about the health effects of nanomaterials being absorbed, inhaled, or ingested, or what happens when nanomaterials escape into the environment. Sammet says steps must be taken in the short term to answer these questions, especially as new and more complex nanomaterials are engineered.
For example, understanding how materials might be released into the environment. What factors, what aspects of materials make them at potential for to be released? To understand how materials actually interact with biological systems, you know, whether it's a cell or an ecosystem.
The report sets out a 5-year research plan to accomplish this agenda, beginning with a set of steps that need to be taken immediately.
These relate to developing the right testing strategies, to having materials so we can calibrate across assays, to having the informatics, the databases to pull the information together, to getting scientists to work together, and then finally to having the right sort of coordinating management structure within our government to most efficiently address the problem.
Public health and environmental activists have been calling for safeguards like these for years. Jennifer Sass is a senior scientist working on health programs for the NRDC, the Natural Resources Defense Council. She says that compared to the huge commercial investments in research and development, spending for health and safety research lags far behind, even with key federal players like the Environmental Protection Agency.
The problem is that the agencies like EPA just have too little budget, and the agencies that are doing R&D and advancing nanomaterials are much financially stronger.
This week, the NRDC filed the first ever lawsuit to block the use of a nanomaterial in a commercial product, specifically antimicrobial nanosilver used in clothing, baby blankets, and other textiles. Sass says the EPA approved the chemical on the condition that safety data would be supplied over 4 years.
And we don't think that's good enough. We think that these chemicals should not be in commercial products until they've been fully tested.
Sass says consumers can fight back with their pocketbooks.
So consumers can avoid buying things that say they're coated with nanosilver or advertise that they have antimicrobial or germ-fighting properties in the clothing. Nobody needs germ-free clothing.
The National Research Council report recommends replacing the U.S. National Nanotechnology Initiative that currently coordinates efforts across 25 government agencies but has no authority over management, budget, or research. The committee also warns against cuts to the $120 million annual budget for nanotechnology health and safety research. Sammet says the panel will monitor progress in beginning this new assessment of nanotechnology and report back to the U.S. Congress in 18 months. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.